Beginning Sefer Bamidbar. Sefer Bamidbar is referred to as called Chumash HaPkudim. The name, how we refer to the Sefer, is Chayre, like Vayikra Sefer HaKarbonus. We understand that because the primary focus of Sefer Vayikra is that. Bamidbar being called Chumash HaPkudim, it's an interesting choice of a title, because it's, if not for this, we would look at it, we'd say, okay, Klal Yisrael was counted, because he rose after this, he was before Hegel, after Hegel, how much was there, whatever, different things, Klal Yisrael was counted. There's minyanim of Klal Yisrael, but that's not the focal point, that's not the banner, that's not the most crucial thing in Sefer Bamidbar. Yet it's called Chumash HaPkudim. That means there's a separate inyan. There's a chashuv inyan that is a primary, or the even maybe primary inyan of these dechshivas of the Pkudim. So you have to know it's a pashtus. It's just what we would call belaz a census, right? To know how many people there are. What's the big deal? Okay, you don't know how many people there are. You know how many people there are. What's the big deal? Obviously, there's a chashiva inyan in the minyanim. There's a more teichen apnimi to the minyanim. So let's try and understand a little bit what that could be and what that means for us. I saw bring down the Chidah, others bring down B'Shem and Arizal. Very interesting. Pshat Mepasim, Pshat Mepsukim. By all the Shvatim, when it goes through the minyan of how much each shevet, how many were in each shevet, so in everyone it says Libnei Ephraim, Libnei Menashe, Libnei this, Libnei that, Libnei by each one, except for the last one. The last one it says Bnei Naftali. It doesn't say Libnei Naftali. It says Bnei Naftali. Tashina, Haloi Dover, or the Torah is not nothing stam in the Torah. 11, 10 out of whatever, 10 out of 11. It says Libnei, and then punk the last one. It says Bnei. There's got to be a reason. So they say B'Shem Darizal that the sahako of the minion of Klal Yisrael was the same now as in the previous minion. The total was no. The sahako of the minion of Klal Yisrael now is the same as the sahako of the previous minion. Just the difference within the shvatim themselves, the difference in the amounts of each particular shevet was different. Kumtareis. Once you counted all of the shvatim and you're down to the last one, you really don't have to ascertain how many are in that shevet. You don't have to count them anymore. Do the math. You have the total, right? And you have the total of everyone except for this one. Subtract the latter from the former, and you're left with how much you have in the shevet. He said, every shevet was libnei. Libnei means that it was determined, al yedei this, it was determined what their number is. By shevet Naftali, we know already how many are in shevet Naftali. Right? If you have just arbitrarily, if you have 600,000, right? If you have 600,000, then you've counted 550,000. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out how many are left in the last shevet. And that's B'nai. In Naftali, there wasn't a Libnei to create for Naftali to determine how much it was. The statement, this is how much is in Naftali. We see a number of things from this. First of all, we see the significance of the number of each Shevet. Because that means the total was known to be the same as the total as before, and it was just each Shevet. So then, what do I care? I know what the total is. That means it's not enough, the total. You need to know the number of each shevet. Right? That's the first thing you see, Les Mandapalo. And you see much more from Shevet Naftali. It doesn't mean that Shevet Naftali, when it says B'nai, it doesn't mean that it wasn't counted. It says the Minyanim, it was counted. The Chidah says, no, but it was counted. But what's this Arizal coming to teach us? That there's an, what do you see al karchach from Shevet Naftali? That the al karchach, there's an inyan in the counting beyond just knowing how many there are. Because you see in Shevet Naftali that you knew how many there are already. And still, You count, it's instilled they had to count Shevet Naphtali. So you see there's a chshivas in the minyan, a chutz from knowing how many there are. Because if you know the total, when you know what, how many everything else till Naphtali is, so you know Mamela what Naphtali is, what you have to count it for. Right? So this is mavlit, this is emphasizes for us, like puts in bold print for us that the minyan of Klal Yisrael means something more than merely knowing how much Klal Yisrael is. The emes is, we know that from Rashi. Rashi says, first with Rashi by us, in Pasuk Aleph, Rashi says, Mitech chibasar lefanov kol shok sheyotzu mitzrayim, monam kol shok, Mitech chibasar kol sheyotzu mitzrayim monam, shenoflu be'egel monam, minon. Leida minyan han leisor, tishbal ashra shechino aleyem, shechino se aleyem, minon. Be'echad b'nisan hukam ha-mishkan, be'echad b'yir minon. That's it. You see, there's, there's something in the minyan which is chibosan, which is the it indicates the chibosan of Klal Yisrael to the Rebbeinu Shalel. You have that in the beginning of Parsha Shmois. Afa pisha minon by the Shvatim, afa pisha minon b'chayeyen b'shmoisam, chazer minon achemisosan, lohidia chibosan, shenim shalu lukechavim. Klal Yisrael's nim shalu lukechavim, shemaitzian b'mispar, umachnisam b'mispar. That he brought him out the mispar and that ubishmoisam shenamar hamoitzi b'mispar tzvam lekulam shema shebeshem yikra. That means each one is an individual. He looks at each one and b'shem yikra. B'shem meaning why b'shem? What's the chivus of that? It touches up the individuality of each prat. Each prat has its name, which touches up its essence. Each essence is not like the other one. Each essence is a bazunder, a separate chivus for the Rabbeinu Shalom. The separate chvivas for the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's chibo. So you see, it's chibo. Now, if it's just to know how much, a couple of things. If aleph, if it's just to know the senses, so that's not, that doesn't show chibosa, right? That doesn't. You got how many there are, right? You know, the Schwarze who comes around in America, right? The Schwarze, well, he has to have a white guy with him because somebody has to know how to count, right? The Schwarze who goes in America. Going around with the census and giving the paper to the white guy to ask, right? To the white guy to ask, so he has no chiba for the people he's counting. Right? He has no chiba for the people he's counting. He's counting because it has to be counted. Chibasan means there's a separate inyan in the minyan. That there's a chshivas in the minyan. Giving the chshivas of the individual. So you have to understand what that is. What that is. And moreover, there it's the Eibishter counting, the Eibishter does it, we take Chabasim to know. The Rabbeinu Shalom is doing it, right? Heaven's sake, the Rabbeinu Shalom knows how many there are. He doesn't have to count them. The Rabbeinu Shalom knows how many there are. What's this whole thing? He knows how many there are. So it's Mukach, there's more to it than that. That the Nesivus in Achlas Yankiv asks that. He knows what's the point. So he also brings out, so he says, I'll be darker, I ain't sure. The minion of Klal Yisrael. Now, what's this inyan of the minion of Klal Yisrael? So I came across a very, very, very a beautiful machshava, and it's an emissary thing. The Lashon over here is all the time, it's called Suas Reish, right? The Sias Reish. The Sias Reish. It doesn't say count. Sias Reish. What does it mean? So I found a Meridike Shtikl from Avutner. It's an Igris Uksavim, Amud Kuf Samach Zayin. It's kedai to learn this because it's a yisoid. It's an important yisoid. He writes like this: Minyanam shel Yisrael nikra b'teira nesias rosh. Minyanam shel Yisrael is called nesias rosh. Se'u es rosh b'nei Yisrael. V'nisparish b'divrei hakadmoinim. Nisparish b'divrei hakadmoinim in the Parchat Yitzchok in Pesach Maimer Lamed Gimel. He refers to something like this Maral, so maybe it's the Maral, others. There's two types of counting, two types of a minyan and sphere. Ha'achas he, very beautifully put, sphira min haprat el haklal. You start with the prat and you end up with the klal. What's it mean? Kloimar. Al yedei minias hayechidois magiyim lebesayif leschum haklali shalayim. The unknown is the total. And you're taking these and you're adding it, the parts, and you're getting to the sum. And you're getting to the sum. That's one idea of minyan. The hashniya, and the other idea, he min haklal el haprat. It's not going min haprat al haklal, it's going min haklal al haprat. Kloimer. What does it mean? Noitlim shleimus achas. You know that there's one complete entity. Umechalkin oisal leprotim. And you divide it amongst its individual protim. Vekoivim and your koiveya. Kikach vekach halokim yesh leshleimazu. That this shleimus has this amount of halokim. Now, v'kozeh erkoy u'mekoymoy shall kol echad kol chelek b'teich ha'shleimus ha'klolos. There's one where you start with just a bunch of stuff and you're adding it together to get to the end. You're starting with the individuals and you're getting to the klal. There's another one where you have a klal, a nice klal. You take the klal and look at the parts of the klal in view as a chelek of the klal and their function and unique function as a chelek of the klal. So that's making a minyan, and there's kach v'kach parts. So that's going min haklal al haprat, not min haprat al haklal. Not min haprat al haklal. Now, the difference between these two types of minyan are that the first way, right, the first way, so the schum haklali comes after the prat, right? The second way, the yisoid is there is this klal, right, and you're being minor individual halakim of this klal. He says in the Lashon HaGemara, it's a beautiful way to remember it. He takes, borrows Lashon HaShoinah from klal uprat to klal. There's a klal kama and a klal basra. The first type of minyan can be referred to as a klal basra, that you start with the prat and then you end up with the klal. Right? The other one is a klal kama. You start with the klal and you take the protim of the klal. That's the klal kama. That's the difference between that's the difference between these two things. Dr. Hutner, minyanom shel Yisrael einenu sfira min haprat al haklal. The minyan of klal Yisrael is not min haprat al haklal. Stop taking a bunch of individuals and putting them together, a motley crew, and putting them together, and they become a klal. Haynu kdei lahagia lebeseif l'schum hakayel shel haprat. That's not el sfira. The klal, the minyan of klal Yisrael. Is sphira min haklal el haprat. It's the other way around. Min haklal el haprat. Yeshna mitzius, this is Lashon. Yeshna mitzius shel shleimus kolelus. There's a shleimus. There's a klal Yisrael up there where klal Yisrael is meant to be, aka in the lingo of the Chachmei HaKabol and Chachmei HaMachshava, klal is Knesset Yisrael. There's a klal Yisrael up there. The neshamas, every neshama of a neshama that comes is a chelik of that entity called Klolius Knesset Yisrael that came down into this world. There's Klolius Knesset Yisrael for Haminyan, who lefaret ulechalek es haprotim that are in this the shebishleimuzu to take the protim velikvaya erkoi umekaymai shall call each one of them beklolius azu. Its function, its unique value and function within this klal. And that he calls his Nesius Reish. Se'u es Reish b'nei Yisrael. Reish is mimal. What's on top of you? Se'u is go up to there. Se'u es Reish klal Yisrael. Look at them in light of where they're coming from, in light of that klal. Min haklal el haprat. Klal kama. That's Adkan l'shayna in thing. And then he takes it into different things. We learn from him, that the idea of Nesius Reish is the havlota, the emphasis of the chshivas of the yochid as part of a klal. Right? The chshivas of a yochid is part of a klal. There's a klal, there's a klal, there's necessary. So it's one harmonious functioning unit, right? Which each part is like a well-oiled machine, right? That each part of it has its function in Kvod Shamayim. Each part of it has its function. Right? Has its function. The minion of Klal Yisrael is, whether it's on an individual level, whether it's on a Shevet level, whether it's on a Degel Machna level, whether it's, is each, it breaks down into these Chalokim, each part of which has its own Tachlis, its own Mahalach, and its own Koiches to function, which are necessary to the total of all of them doing their thing, coming together and being that thing called Klal Yisrael. That's the Nesias Reish of Klal Yisrael. Nesias Reish meaning, like he says, that it's Rosh is Mimal to pick it up to there. That's from the Klal al Prat. That's what we're doing, to understand what the Chivas of the Prat is. So now we understand a number of things. The Arizal we started with. What was the point, Taka, of counting Shevet Naftali? You know how much the total is. And you know all the preceding Shvatim, how much they are. Add together all the preceding Shvatim, right? Just subtract that from the total that you know is the same as the total last time, and you know, that's why you know that. Still they counted Shevet Naftali. Because the point goes beyond not knowing how many there are. The point of taking setting the chshivas, setting the amount of each prat is because you are a unique chelik and you have your own chshivas and tachlis. That's the chiba. The Eibishter says, my Naftali has this tachlis. There's this separate thing over there. I know how much it is, right? I know how much it is. That's not the point. Right? But that's the chshivas of the thing. Now, it doesn't mean just Shevet Naftali, obviously. Right? It means if you have that gilui in Shevet Naftali, so Taka, the other Shvatim, you happen to not have known how much the amount was either, until you got up to Naftali. But each one of them is no less than Shevet Naftali in this Nekudah, that the minion of each one is the chshivas. Now, I would add also, the Rebbeinu Shalom knows what they are and knows the Chivas. The point of setting it up as Chivas is not so much for the Rebbeinu Shalom to know, but you to see that the Rebbeinu Shalom views you as an integral part of this Klolius Knesset Yisrael, and you to understand what your Tachlis is, and what your Avodah is, and what you're meant to do. Right? And what you're meant to do. That's what the Tachlis is of. So now we understand that Arizal. I mean, that makes a lot of sense now. Right, that Arizal makes a lot of sense now. There's a minion that is in Achirami. I know how much Shevet Naftali is, right? But the point of the minion is to be mavlit. There's a chelik of Klolius Knesset Yisrael that's called Shevet Naftali, which is something unique to Shevet Naftali that nothing else can be. That's brought by setting it aside that there's a Shevet Naftali. So there's nothing to do with the fact you know what the amount, you know what the number is. Right? That's the taich. Kumtais, lefi what we're saying, so it's not that the minion of the Yechidim is to tell you the minion of the Klal. It's fakert, because I know the Klal, the minion is to show me the chshivas of the prat, each prat of the Klal. Right? Because I know the Klal is necessary as well, so this is to come and tell me the chshivas of each prat of the Klal. That each prat is different from each other. And the Ribuk Fait Shemayim is different, each one Kefi Darkai, and all of it together gives you this whole total picture, which is called Klal Yisrael. Now, if that's true in the minion of Yechidim, so again, that's true in everything, as it breaks down to individuals, it breaks down to a Shevet, it also breaks down to the Machnas, those Degel Machna Ephraim, Degel Machna Yehuda, the different Degolim, right? Not Degel, the different Degolim, Yehuda Yisachar Zvon, and then Ephraim. You see that I have an interesting idea for that also. That each one, in other words, out telling me the minion of this Degel Machna, it's Mavlit, the Shivas of them, vis-a-vis the other ones, that this they have their function, and each place where they are, Keneged Torah, Keneged the Luchas that are in the middle, right? Each one has their Tachlis, each one has their unique thing. So I found an interesting thing, the Sifsei Kayan, the Shach Al Torah, which is not the Shach of Shulchan Aruch fame. The Shach Al HaTorah is a Talmud of one of the Gurei Arizal. What do you call it? But the Shach Al HaTorah brings Matzosi Kosuv. But it says by the Dgolim, Matzosi Kosuv. Interesting to say, Matzosi Kosuv. Ish al digloi be'oisois. Pasuk says, Ish al digloi be'oisois. Sheho arbo Dgolim hoya, the four Dgolim, there was Degel Machni Yehuda, Degel Machni Ephraim. Sheho arbo Dgolim Hoyo bechol mapa shel degel ois me oiseis Hashem. Degel Yehuda Yud, degel Ruvein Hey, degel Ephraim Vov, degel Donai. Okay. Vechol degel v'degel, so this part of his Lashon, vechol degel v'degel hoyo mushpa, umamshich leshefa me oisei, me ois from him, hu vehu yisoid oimroi, ba oiseis leveis avoisov yachnu b'nei Yisrael. Now here you see that it's coming from the Klal. The Yud without the K Vovke, right? Or the Hey without the preceding Yud and the Vavke afterwards, each one by itself is nothing. Right? Each one by itself is nothing. It doesn't have the shame of Yud Kei Vavke on each dagger. This one has one ice, this one has another ice, this one has another ice, this one has another ice. I'm not going into the Torah of what Shemus are, what each ice of the Shem. Each ice of the Shem does refer to a different, you're citing to different things. That's definitely not our Inina. But the point of it is, it's not the whole Shem Hashem in one, it's one in each. What does that mean? There's a whole. All of these together, it's only the Shem Hashem when you put all four together. Right? There's the klal of all four. The division of labor of that, what does it mean? The klal, that they are the merkava, that there's a shechina, that they go with the Eibishter. Presence of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in this world. How is that done? How is that done? That's all of that. That's brought about by the total of them. The particular ice, which is in the particular machne, is their avodah, the unique character of that degel, of that machna, is in that prat, whatever that ice is. Not our inyan. But you see, that each ice is nothing by itself. You're talking about a klal, and you're looking about, okay, take the klal of yud kei vav kei, well, this is the yud part, this is the hey part, this is the vav part, and this is that. Same idea. You're starting with a klalius. You're starting with a klal, and then you're saying, from the klal, you're understanding the shivas, this prat has this shivas, this prat has that shivas, this prat has that shivas, and the fourth one has its shivas. That's the insight which we were speaking about. That's also a hesber, what he brings, Behemshech Dvarav, another interesting thing more to us. He writes, Zeu Said Hakoma Sefer Torah, that you pick up the Sefer Torah, Umarin Ksivosei La'om, like with Hagba. You pick up the Sefer Torah, and everybody looks. Why? Lefishiyesh B'Sefer Torah, Shishim Ribay Oisiyes, V'Yisrael Shishim Ribay Neshamas, V'Kol Neshama U'Neshama Mushpas Me'Ois Achas, U'Kesheroya Oisa, Oisa Ois, Moisheches Lo Shefa Al Yedei Oisa Re'iya, Matzo Minas Mino Ivenea. When's this Ashpa? Okay, not everybody can see. So Shishim Ribay Oisiyes, and not everybody can see their Oisa one Hagba with these few columns. But okay, as you hope that you will, at one point you will if you. You know, throughout the year. Okay, however it works. But when do you have this? He has to give you the preface, same Yisod. He has to tell you, because all of the neshamas of Klal Yisrael are in this one thing. There's a klal, it contains everything. It's a klal that contains everything. The hashpa of your ice is because it's one ice from that klal. Right, that's why it's only when the Sefer Torah it's only true because the Sefer Torah has Shishim Ribay Oisiyes and because the Shishim Ribay Neshamas in Klal Yisrael. If not, then it's not the Klal of Klal. If it's not the Klal, so then I don't have the Chshivas of you in that functioning Klal. Everything is always viewed. How are you, Mina? In other words, you in practical terms. There's a big nafkamina. If it's a minion of Yechidim, so that I exist as me, I have my own existence, and he exists as you, and you have that. That's nothing to do with, you know, not an independent thing. Put them all together, we end up with this talk, right? You started with the Yachim. What does it mean? What's the aimik of that we learned from the Pachad Yitzchak, that the minion of Klal Yisrael is mina klal al prat, klal kama, like we call it. You have no independent existence in terms of as an individual apart from a klal. You have no independent existence. Your whole avada, you have different kaychas than the next guy. But the different kaychas of the next guy, if you want to know who are you and what are you doing here, it's all in view of the klal. There's the klal. You, as a part of the klal, you are taken out from that klal, with your unique kaychas, we analyze, and these are your kaychas, to which you are exist for your chelik of what has to be done of the shleimus of the klal. The other person is different with his kaychas, exists ach v'rak for what he contributes, but he from his mahalach to the shleimus of the klal. There's no independent and separate shleimus. That's this inyan of the Siyas Rish. There's one last medrash. The medrash Rabba. Parshas Aleph, Ois Yud Aleph. There's an upside and a downside here. Amar al Pinchas Baridi, Maksiv Bereisha Sefer. What does it say? Se'u as Rech Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. He's also Aymed on Se'u. What's the Lashon of Se'u? So he takes it a little bit different, but it's the same you said, just it tells us something. Roimeim es Rech. Roimeim es Rech. Se'u, pick it up. Gadol es Rech. Now Roimeim means L'chayret, means a good thing, right? The Se'u Rech means a good thing, right? Pick it up. So then say Roimeim, say Gadol, make it big, make it hit. What's Se'u? He says Se'u has a double meaning. Gadel es roish loy nemar, ela se'u es roish. Ke'odom ha'omer le'kostiner. Like a guy says, this is a melech says to his henchman, to his hatchet guy. Sav reishe de plan. Right, pick up that guy's head. Bring me that head. Bring me that guy's head. Now kach, what does that mean? It could mean one of two things. If you look at the Sarah Oifim and the Sarah Mashkin. Kach nosan remez lama se'u es lama se'u es reish. Why does it use this lashon of se'u? She'im yizku yalu legedula. Then there'll be oyla legedula kamod de tema, like we find by the Sarah Mashkim. Yisa paro es reishcha veishiv chal kamcha yisa also letoiva. Im lo yizku. This is what the lashon of se'u. Im lo yizku yamusu kulam, kamod de tema. Yisa paro yis reishcha. Same yisa paro yis reishcha that it says by the Sarah Oifin. Yisa paro yis reishcha by the Sarah of Amashkin means I will elevate you. Right, I will elevate you. Yisa yis reishcha that it says by the Sarah Oifin means I'll have your head. So I'll chop your head. Right, I'll separate the. They're both se'u es reish. There's one se'u es reish, you pick yourself up to the level of the klal, to the level of the klal that precedes you. Now, what does it mean, these two sides? Al derech, what we were learning till now, it has a poshta taich. The point of this minion of klal Yisrael is not just to know numbers. You see that from Naftali. The point of the minion is that from the klal of klal Yisrael, you're telling you it's comprised of each prat, and each prat has its kaiches and its tachlis. So the very essence of the tachlis and existence of each prat is for its chelik in the klal. So now, what does that tell you? That's your whole existence, right? If you're mekayim that, very good. So then you took yourself back to the klal, the rabbis, whether it's the Svasemis, Mishavim, Tzadok, in different places, they're saying, Marzir al HaShoyrish, take it back to the Shoyrish. That means, if you're taking it back to the Shoyrish, which is the Kalalias, so taking it up, elevating it to that, that's wonderful. That's what's Reish. Right? But if you don't, and you sever yourself from the Kalal, and you don't live as a chelik of that klal, befitting a chelik of that klal, where the basis of your existence is the hashlama of the klal with your unique kaychas, which only you can do. If you don't do that, then it's also in the siyas rosh. You separated yourself from that klal, from where you come. You separated the prat from the klal akama. That's the other one. The point of the thing is to tell us who we are, that you're a chelik of a klal Yisrael. And a chelik of a klal Yisrael doesn't mean that it's a cult where everybody's the same and everybody drinks the Kool-Aid. Everybody is a separate individual. Everybody has their own kaychus nefesh. Everybody contributes a ribuy of kvet shemayim in their own unique way, which nobody else can do. On a shevet level, every shevet contributes its own, which no other shevet can do. Every degil contributes its own, like no other degil could do. That's your existence. That's the idea of the minyan. As a klal, the yud kei vav kei is all machnas, that each one is nothing, but together it's a yud kei vav kei. That's your existence, that's your metzias. If you live to that metzias, that's in the siyas reish of the Sarah Mashkin. If you don't live to that metzias, it's in the siyas reish, you'll have your head. Right? That's the lashon of the siyas reish. That's what the Medrash is teaching us. It's the lashon of the siyas reish. What does it mean? It's a double meaning. It doesn't say just pick up, because it has the downside to it. Now from here it's clear what the Avodah is. It's also Also, I think this always comes out around Shavuos, that the Ki'ish Echad B'Leib Echad of Shavuos is Mischayev from this. It's all part of a Klal Yisknesses Yisrael. Realize you're part of a Klal, but you're as much as you're a part of a Klal, you are a unique part of a Klal with your own Achrayas towards the Klal, because if you don't do it, the whole Klal is messed up. Because the Klal needs every part of the Klal to be functioning for the Klal to be at its optimal level, for the Klal to be working harmoniously like the Klal is meant. That's what's Mischayev al Derech Avodah. Realize that you're a chelik of a Klal, your whole Metzias is a chelik of a Klal, and it's incumbent upon you to use your unique kaikus, which only you have and nobody else has, to be marbik for Shemayim in a way that only you can. So the sum total, the kaleidoscope of everything put together in the Klal should be the Klaliyus Knesses Yisrael b'mloi hadro v'tifarta. Shabbos.